From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Relief workers say the largest remaining Syrian hospital in the rebel-held eastern half of Aleppo was bombed Saturday for the second time in recent days. The attack came as Syrian government forces and their Russian allies pressed a deadly offensive to recapture the entire city. A spokesman for the Syrian American Medical Society said the M10 hospital was hit by at least two barrel bombs as physicians performed emergency medical procedures on a small cluster of patients. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say about 30 doctors remain to treat 300,000 residents trapped in Aleppo as government forces pressed their offensive Saturday on the edges of a key neighborhood in the northern part of the city. The monitors say at least 20 people, including six children, were killed in airstrikes elsewhere in the rebel sector of Aleppo. Residents of Jamaica are bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Matthew, a massive storm making its way through the southern Caribbean. Matthew, with sustained winds of 240 kilometers per hour, is the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean in 9 years. It is forecast to make landfall on Jamaica's southern coast sometime Monday. Andrew Holness is Jamaica's prime minister.
So what we are trying to do is to get our citizens to comply in their own interest, which would certainly save resources having to be deployed in a time of emergency when it would be difficult to respond.
Forecasters have issued a hurricane warning for portions of Haiti. Cuba has declared a state of emergency in 5 eastern provinces. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. In the race for the White House, Republican Donald Trump has blasted Democrat Hillary Clinton for what he said was her low opinion of those who voted for her former rival Bernie Sanders. At a speech in Pennsylvania Saturday, Trump said Sanders supporters would join him after learning that Clinton thought of them as hopeless and ignorant basement dwellers.
Especially after Hillary mocks him and mocks all of those people by attacking him and his supporters as living in their parents' basements and trapped in dead-end careers. That's not what they are.
Trump was referring to a hacked recording from a February Clinton fundraiser in which he said many young people were children of the Great Recession and they are living in their parents' basements. They feel they got their education and the jobs that are available to them are not at all what they envisioned for themselves. The recording was hacked from a private fundraiser and was published by a politically conservative journalism website. Sanders had broad appeal with so-called millennials, people aged 30 and under, but has since endorsed Clinton and her campaign. President Barack Obama has urged the U.S. Congress to pass legislation to provide paid sick leave for people who do not have it. During his weekly media address, the president said many households need paid sick leave because both parents have to work in order to survive.
Paid sick leave isn't a side issue or a women's issue or something that's just nice to have. It's a must-have. By the way, so are economic priorities like childcare, paid family leave, equal pay, and a higher minimum wage.
The president's comments came 2 days after the U.S. Department of Labor finalized rules requiring government contractors to provide sick leave for up to 7 days per year. According to the White House, a record share of private sector workers now have access to paid sick leave, but nearly 600,000 employees do not have a single day. Pope Francis rounded up his visit to Georgia with a trip to a historic town and another meeting with Georgian Catholicos Patriarch Ilya II on Saturday. Speaking at the 11th century Svetiskoveli Cathedral, the seat of the Georgian Orthodox Church, Francis told the Patriarch he hoped for reconciliation between all Christians. Earlier, the pontiff said Mass at Tbilisi's main stadium. A small turnout of about 3,000 people attended after the Orthodox Patriarch had said that Orthodox believers should not worship with Catholics. Francis leaves on Sunday for a day-long stop in overwhelmingly Muslim Azerbaijan before returning to Rome. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.